Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Deliberate Talks podcast. And this is the Table for One edition. I'm Dakshin Adyandaya, and today we see through the lens of a brand that's a statement of style, an emblem of coolness with an origin of medical utility. We're talking about Ray-Ban, but all about this right after this quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
Founded in the year 1937 by Bausch & Lomb, the story began when the U.S. Army cops approached them with a request that would change the face of the eyewear industry forever. It was said that the pilots were experiencing headaches and altitude sickness caused by intense blue and white hues of the sky. In response, Bausch & Lomb created a solution in 1936, the anti-glare sunglasses with green lenses that would cut through the glare without obscuring vision. The frame was made of plastic and the design aimed to cover the eyes completely. In 1937, the same model was patented and went on sale to the public under the name Ray-Ban Aviator, highlighting the design's intent to serve aviators. But did you know the name Ray-Ban is derived from the brand's intent to ban the sun's rays from the wearer's eyes? This practical and straightforward name reflects the original purpose of the aviator sunglasses, which were designed to protect the eyes from the harmful effects of the sun. Over the years, Ray-Ban has introduced a variety of models that became iconic, including the Wayfarer in 1952 and the Clubmaster in 1980s. Also, through strategic product placements, celebrity endorsements, and appearances in movie and television shows, Ray-Ban solidified its place in popular culture. Whether through the rebellious look of James Dean or the iconic look of Tom Cruise, Ray-Ban sunglasses became more than just a means of protecting the eyes from the sun. They became a statement of style and an emblem of coolness. But in the year 1999, Luxottica, a dominant name in the eyewear industry, acquired Ray-Ban when the brand was facing difficulties. Despite its iconic status and history of innovation, Ray-Ban was struggling with declining sales, brand dilution, and operational inefficiencies. The acquisition deal was valued at $640 million, and it included Ray-Ban's then-parent company, which encompassed of several other optical and sunglasses brands. Luxottica's acquisition of Ray-Ban led to significant transformation in the brand's strategy, marketing, distribution, and product development. In the year 2021, Luxottica collaborated with Meta to launch the Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses, which till date has sold over 300,000 units. Using these glasses, a user could choose over 150 different custom frames and lens combinations, do live streaming, and use Hey Meta to engage with Meta AI just by using their voice. Also, did you know the most expensive Ray-Ban sunglasses ever sold was the RB3025 Large Aviator Solid Gold Sunglasses? These luxurious sunglasses elevated the iconic aviator design to new heights, featuring frames entirely made of solid 18-karat gold. These RB3025 Aviator Solid Sunglasses were launched as a limited edition, with only 1,200 pairs made available worldwide. Each pair was priced at an approximately $3,200, making them the most expensive Ray-Bans ever offered to the public. So from its origin as a solution to aviators' challenges to becoming a symbol of style and innovation, Ray-Ban's story shines legacy, ensuring that it remains at the forefront of eyewear fashion and technology. That's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to all the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks and Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.